It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
If there's anyone here who knows why these two people should not be joined together, let them speak now, or forever hold their peace.
Wait! Wait! Stop the wedding. You're just marrying her for spite. If she knew the inside story, she tell you what you're doing just ain't right. I know you don't wanna hurt me, so stop this madness before it starts. Revenge will only cause you
Etta showing up at your wedding. Don't invite her, okay? Etta James right there, Stop the Wedding. Is that a powerful tune or what? She never did anything but powerful stuff. Now, she came up with Johnny Otis, the Johnny Otis Show, which came out of L.A. And Etta was, I want to say, 13 or 14 years old, somewhere around that. I don't think she was more than 15. And Johnny Otis was recording her. She did Dance With Me, Henry. Remember that one? Oh, when I first heard that, I was probably, I don't know, 7, 8 years old. I remember the first time I heard it, we're out on the lake, and my parents are partying with people their age, and they're probably in their late 20s, early 30s, and they're dancing to that stuff. And I'm thinking, I need more of this. But yeah, Dance With Me, Henry. But anyway, the Etta James saga, when she started out, she was on the road with all men. And Johnny Otis went to her house and assured her mom she's going to be okay, take care of her and all that. And he did. But she tells some crazy, cool tales of coming up with the road and a bunch of crazy, cool musicians. But here she is in Stop the Wedding. Etta James, man, straight-up soul. Theta Rho next year, blue-eyed soul. You're on the edge with me. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday. I'm looking at a picture of Susan Sarandon. She looks like she's about 15. She's wearing a red bathing suit, looking pretty good, pretty good. But, I can't look at certain people now and not feel an element of disgust. She's one of them. Robert De Niro's another. They just, Rosie O'Donnell, who, she's pretty creepy to look at anyway, but she was very talented at one point. Susan Sarandon, an America hater, straight up America hater. And that's what we're up against right now. I can watch the movies if some of them are in there, because I do the willing suspension of disbelief. I'll watch the story and their performance, which is good. Sean Penn, outstanding actor, total insane progressive nutcase. By the way, if you want to see one of the best ever, it's a mini movie, if you will. It's on YouTube. Look up Sean Penn, Kid Rock. It's where Sean Penn's in a bar drinking somewhere in L.A., and Kid Rock walks in. They're the only two in the bar. It is outstanding. It's hilarious. Obviously, they put some money into production. Looks like they're getting a fight at one point, but it's pretty cool stuff. There you go. Sean Penn, Kid Rock, drinking in a bar in Los Angeles. Mic drop. It's hilarious. Neither of them on the same page politically. They did it kind of as just a comedy skit. Both very talented men. What does this say? Unless you want this 4th of July to be your last one celebrating true freedom, we better get this right in November. Yeah, you're right. Now, you know who's saying that you got to go with Joe Biden if you want that to be the case is Meathead. Yeah, Reiner. He's out. There's another one. I can't stand that guy. I can't look at anything he's done. Spinal Tap. I can't even look at it as being funny. And also, what's his name? Michael McKeon's there as well. They're all out of their minds. But they're not making the case that if we don't put Biden back in office, this will be the last 4th of July, the last time we ever have a democracy. They don't ever mention we have a republic. But that's their rant. And that's what they're scaring people with. You know what they're really scaring people with now? Oh, my God. I'm almost jealous I didn't think of this one. With the new ruling, the new Chevron ruling. It was the one around the presidential power. He's going to be able to kill people and say it was a presidential duty. Yeah, he's going to get SEAL Team 6. And they're also, they want Biden to use that now because they say it's legit. You could actually construe that, given the ruling that anything the president does as a presidential duty that's considered a duty that he takes on, he can do whatever he wants. And he can't be tried for it or go to court for it. So he could murder somebody and say, it was a presidential act. Yeah. I mean, that's the case they're making. And you know what? They're getting traction. They have psychotics that actually listen to them. They have crazy people that get their news from Rachel Manlike Creature Maddow. Yeah. You're on the edge, so Alternative Bump Music Friday.